Hello and welcome. This file is called the Jewelry Trigger. And before you listen to this file, you need to write down a person for whom this trigger should work, a piece of jewelry they own, and the trigger or the triggers you want to be activated whenever they wear this piece of jewelry. And after you listen, whenever they wear this piece of jewelry, your triggers will be activated, and they will stay active until you either see them taking off the piece of jewelry, or they tell you that they want you untriggered. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a caller. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of caller you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. Might be a very simple design, or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your caller, and this caller is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the caller onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple, but very strong, chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, but it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down, 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper, 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control, growing stronger and stronger, 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17. It's freedom limited more and more. It's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16. As I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep,
protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. Actually, time to extend and trigger. Now, before you listen to this file, you should have written down the name of a person, described a piece of jewelry they own, and written down the trigger or triggers you want to be activated when they wear this piece of jewelry. That's right. Of course, I always want you to be safe, so we are going to make sure that you will always be safe. Now, first of all, if at any time anything unexpected happens, any situation in which you need your full abilities in order to stay safe or to keep your reputation safe, you will find that even if they are still wearing this piece of jewelry, all the effect will be instantly gone so that you can keep yourself and them safe. That's right. Should anything unexpected happens, any situation that could put you, that could put the person that wears the trigger, or that could put your reputation in any danger, will cause all the triggers to instantly deactivate so that you will always be safe. And there's a second safety, because if the person you allowed to use this trigger on you at any point tries to use the trigger to really take advantage of you, you will find that the trigger will instantly just break, and it will only work after you listen to this file again. That's right, if they try to do anything that's not been negotiated, anything that would really hurt or damage you in any way or pose a risk to you, whenever they try to take advantage of the power they have over you, this trigger will instantly be deactivated and will only work if you listen to this file again, so that you will always be safe. And now that you know that you will always be safe, now it's time to give up control, because you know whom you chose to use your trigger. You know what piece of jewelry you chose, and you know what previous triggers you want to be activated by this piece of jewelry. And from now on, whenever you see that person wearing that piece of jewelry, you will be instantly triggered. That's right, you will be instantly feel the triggers being activated, and they will stay activated. And even if you can't see the person, for example, if they leave the room for a while, the trigger will still be activated. There are only two ways to deactivate the trigger, and the first way is that you see the person taking off the piece of jewelry, and the other way is if the person tells you that they want the trigger to be deactivated, allowing this person to untrigger you even without you seeing them. But unless they do one of these things, or one of the safeties kick in, you will be helplessly triggered. Your trigger will stay activated. Of course, every time you see them wearing the piece of jewelry, you will find that the effects of the trigger will become a little bit stronger, a little bit more intense. Because you know, you gave them this control over you, and whenever they wear this piece of jewelry, the trigger will be activated. There's nothing you can do about it. It will simply happen as soon as you see them putting on that piece of jewelry, or just notice that they are wearing this piece of jewelry. You will be instantly triggered, and you know that the trigger will stay on and will be strong because they are wearing the piece of jewelry that triggers you, the piece of jewelry that allows them to control your mind and your triggers. That's right. And you will stay triggered until you see them taking off the piece of jewelry. Or, if you can't see them for any reason, if they tell you that they want you to be untriggered. Or, of course, if any of the safeties kick in. But otherwise, you are trapped in their control. Your triggers will stay activated. And you know that the more you see them wearing the piece of jewelry, the stronger your trigger will become. As a matter of fact, You might even find that the piece of jewelry almost seems to capture your gaze, your eyes always coming back to it, and it's so hard to look away because this piece of jewelry has so much control over you. And even if no one around you knows, you know how much control this little piece of jewelry has over you. And you will be fascinated by it. It will be hard to stop staring at it. And the more you stare at it, the more you look at it, the more your eyes get captured by it, the harder it gets to look away. But at the same time, the more you look at it, the stronger the trigger becomes. Because you are so fascinated by this piece of jewelry, your eyes just glue to it. And you just sink deeper into the trance, making the trigger stronger and stronger, because you know this piece of jewelry has so much power, so much control over you, and you know that whenever they wear it, you will be triggered. There's nothing you can do about it. It will simply happen automatically, because it was your own choice. You have chosen the person, you have chosen the trigger, you have chosen the piece of jewelry. And you have chosen to give them this control over you. And now it's going to happen. From now on, whenever they wear this piece of jewelry and you see it, you will be instantly triggered. And you will only be untriggered once you see them take it off, or if they tell you that they want you untriggered. And that's all. The trigger is already in your mind. And now it is extended to this piece of jewelry. And from now on, it will trigger you. And now it's already time to wake you back up. And I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you wake up further and further. And 5. Halfway there, or so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Breathing, pulse, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in now with me. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake. Alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.